It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The federal government seeks to locate and pay more than 1,300 Wisconsinites in recovered wages. We dig in on the issue of back wages and hear from you. Call in with a question. You can share comments at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Kristen Tout is district director in the Minneapolis District Office for the U.S. Department of Labor Wage and Hour Division. Kristen, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me.
So these Wisconsinites are owed more than $1.5 million in back wages recovered by your wage and hour division. What counts as unpaid back wages?
The wage and hour division is an agency within the U.S. Department of Labor, and the back wages represent monies that we collected as part of our routine enforcement. We enforce a number of worker protection laws. I think the one that impact most workers in our working lives is the Fair Labor Standards Act. So that is the law that affords workers the right to a minimum wage and to overtime protections. That's the bulk of the money that we collect comes from overtime wages, but we also enforce protections that are specific to agricultural workers, to workers that are here on visas, foreign guest worker visas. So the monies represent back wages under a number of different protections. But the industries where we see the most violations are food service, healthcare, and construction. Those would be the primary ones in Wisconsin.
Why do you think those specific industries have more unpaid back wages?
I think that there's a number of reasons why. There are probably pay practices that are longstanding practices. In food service, for example, we see practices in, for example, the back of the house where workers are treated and paid as salaried workers. So think of line cooks or a dishwasher who might get a fixed salary and work 60 hours. There might be a misconception that if you pay a salary to a worker, you don't have to pay overtime. In construction, there are practices to pay perhaps a day rate or pay for the pieces completed. So footage and drywall or piece rates and roofing. There also are practices to treat workers in certain industries, in particular in construction, as independent contractors, when in fact an evaluation under the laws we enforce might indicate that that worker is entitled to wage protections and would have to be treated as employees. And then we would find that they would be due overtime wages.
So, Kristen, how does Wisconsin compare to other states regarding the amount of unclaimed wages?
Wisconsin, so by the district I serve covers the states of Minnesota and Wisconsin, and we had a comparable number. So in Minnesota, we have $2 million owed, and Wisconsin's comparable with $1.5 million. Overall, in the country, there's a number of $161 million that the wage and hour division recovered, but then couldn't locate those workers. That's 222,000 workers owed $161 million. So in Wisconsin, with the $1.5 million owed to 1,300 Wisconsin workers, we are doing our best to locate these workers. Normally, when we conduct an investigation and identify that back wages are owed, it's the customary practice that that employer would issue the back wage checks at the time the investigation concludes. So this money represents the share of back wages owed to workers who we couldn't find. The workers who are those who might have moved or changed jobs. So the monies that we identify as unpaid and to these workers who we couldn't locate, it's really a priority to get the monies to them. The money is held by the wage and hour division for 3 years before it's turned over to the Treasury. And so it really is important to get that money to workers. And this money that's owed in Wisconsin is an average of $1,400, if I did my math correctly. $1,400 average to a food service worker or to a construction worker or to a healthcare worker is a rent payment or an ability to pay off debt or a month of groceries.
It's significant. So yes.
It is. Mm-hmm.
We're talking about unclaimed wages with Kristen Tout, Minneapolis District Director for the U.S. Department of Labor's Wage and Hour Division. You can call in. Questions and comments are welcome at 800-642-1234. Kristen, you know, the department says a significant portion of money remains unclaimed wages because some workers, as you said, can't be located. How can people find out if they have unpaid back wages?
Yes, there is an online tool, and it's straightforward and simple to use. The Department of Labor's website is accessed at dol.gov. Once you get to dol.gov, do a search for workers owed wages. Once you get to workers owed wages, there is a search you do for your employer. So you first find your employer. Once you find your employer, you look for yourself. So we encourage people who, if you have found your employer and you look for yourself, if you find yourself, then it's relatively simple to enter basic information and submit a claim. I don't want people to be discouraged if they find their employer and don't find themselves, because they should reach out to us at our 866 number, which is 866-4-US-WAGE. To check in with us and see if for some reason they might have had a name change. There might be some reason why they didn't find themselves.
Other discrepancies, yes. So you mentioned 3 years. Is that how long people have to claim these unpaid wages?
That is. So once that money is paid to the Wage and Hour Division, we hold it for that 3-year window of time. And then after that 3-year period, we're required to turn it over to the U.S. Treasury.
How does your agency work with, like, the State Department of Workforce Development, which, you know, at the state level also is dealing with wage discrepancies for employees?
That's a great question. We have a partnership with the Department of Workforce Development and are regularly in contact and working through deconfliction and making determinations as to who would best handle a certain case. So they are a partner, and we can engage in information sharing with that partner. We also, with other stakeholders, have plans where we have cases with large numbers of unlocated workers, do engage with those stakeholders to So, for example, a worker advocacy organization who could help us identify unlocated workers.
Kristen Tout leads the Minneapolis District Office for the U.S. Department of Labor's Wage and Hour Division as we discuss claiming back wages and how to do it. Call in with the question. You can share your thoughts at 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The Labor Department asks workers to use its new search tool to determine if they are owed back wages, and if so, how to claim the money. Be part of the conversation. Call in with a question. You can share your concerns at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Kristen Tout is the U.S. Department of Labor's Wage and Hour Division District Director at the Minneapolis District Office. Kristen, in terms of taxes, are reclaimed wages taxable income?
Yes. Well, generally, wages are taxed at the same level they were that the workers, when they earned those wages. So when an employer would pay back wages. And I always recommend employers consult with their tax attorney. So I try not to provide tax advice as a general rule. But when workers started work, they completed a W-4. So when an employer pays back wages, they tax those back wages at the same level they tax the wages that were paid during the regular course of employment.
You know, what information do people really need to have in order to use your online search feature for these unpaid wages?
Sure. And the search tool, again, just by going to the DOL.gov and doing a search for workers owed wages, bring people right to that online tool. And there are 5 simple steps. So searching for the employer and then searching for themselves and entering some basic contact information. There is a process where they would submit some identifying information. And once they do that, they can submit a claim. And that claim will go to the region where that individual worked, and it will be a 6-week processing time to receive their back pay.
What consequences are there for the businesses that owe unpaid wages?
So the back wages that would be the businesses that owe back wages, and this would be addressed in the course of doing the investigation. When we identify under the law I mentioned at the beginning, the Fair Labor Standards Act, a failure to pay the wages that are owed to workers, failure to pay minimum wage and overtime, we, as a regular course of calculating unpaid wages, would seek the money that was owed. And in many cases, would also seek an equal amount in damages. So it would be the wages owed as well as the equal damages. And those go to the workers. There are also consequences potentially if violations are willful that the employer would owe a penalty. So wages and liquidated damages, we don't consider those penalties. Those are monies that go to workers. Hmm. But for violations where there's a practice that we determine this business knew what was required and failed to follow those requirements, there could be additional penalties. So it could be expensive to be out of compliance. It's better for businesses to be informed and to be paying wages as required.
I was just going to jump in and say that this search tool, it reminds me of how states run their unclaimed property divisions and searching for unclaimed property. And I'm wondering, would back wages be part of other databases like unclaimed property?
So again, the back wages that we're talking about that are on the workers' owed wages tool, these are monies we have already collected. So the investigation's complete and the Wage and Hour Division has already collected them. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a fair point that they are similar to property. That's an interesting point. I hadn't thought about that. They are monies that are collected and available and ready to be paid out to workers.
Kristen, are there programs in place that seek out people who are owed wages, or are individuals responsible for finding and claiming them?
There are through our enforcement actions, and then once the money is collected, the department is proactive in searching for people. Hmm. So through the records that we had available in our investigation, so the last contact information through social security numbers, through phone numbers, we do our best to locate. So we're proactive on that end, but the workers may have moved or changed their names, or employers may not have kept all of the information they were required to keep. So we are looking and being in through this tool on all fronts trying to access workers. And so this is a way for workers to be proactive in doing their own search and reaching out to us.
We're talking about unpaid back wages with Kristen Tout with us, Minneapolis District Director for the U.S. Department of Labor's Wage and Hour Division. Call in with questions and comments at any point, 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. Kristen, you mentioned H-1B visas earlier, allow some non-citizens to work specialized jobs in the United States. How does this issue affect immigration workers or people who are on H-1B visa status?
Yes, and the back wages that would be collected through our enforcement and not only H-1B visas, but visas for agricultural workers, which is the H-2A visa, and then H-2B is for non-agricultural workers. So there are a number of programs through that enable foreign guest workers to be in the United States and working. And we have certain enforcement actions that we take to ensure these actions protect both U.S. workers as well as those foreign workers. And there are there's wages that we find owed to all workers, H-1B, H-2A, and H-2B. So certainly, as I mentioned at the beginning, the bulk of the wages that we found owed to Wisconsin workers are really resulting from overtime wages that are unpaid in food service, in construction, and in healthcare. But we do certainly find violations in some of the immigration programs.
Samantha in Whitehall called in and is wondering, what would happen if back wages are owed by an employer that is going out of business?
That's a great question. There's an employer who's going out of business. There's a potential that individual employer, the individual person would have liability, as well as if that individual owned other businesses, there's a potential that money could be collected. So when employers go out of business, it may be a challenge to collect money. The Wage and Hour Division enforcement of a business that's closing may be challenged, in particular if there's bankruptcy involved. So the monies that we're talking about here that have been collected and that are available are monies that have already been collected through enforcement efforts. But if there is a business that is closing, that may be the collections where there isn't money available does pose some challenges.
Kristen, is this Labor Department search tool like a first iteration for the department, or have you had this way of looking up back wages in the past?
The tool has been in place for some time, but we're really emphasizing it now to ensure that workers access this money. There's been some enhancements to it, and so we are promoting it and encouraging workers to come forward and use it.
What would you say are the biggest enhancements? What is making this tool better?
The ease of use and the simplicity, I think are the best enhancements. So really just being able to find the employer and then find yourself has made it a little bit easier to use.
In terms of then the claims process, and you file that claim for those wages, you find your name, is that process generally the same amount of time, or could it be longer or shorter?
Yeah, the process of identifying the employer, then yourself, and then having some simple documentation that you submit is really about a 6-week process. So we've tried to reduce the amount of time that it takes to just go through the system to secure those back wages.
Okay. Well, Kristen, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much. It was great to be with you.
Kristen Tout is district director in the Minneapolis District Office for the U.S. Department of Labor's Wage and Hour Division. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network.